Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. It's Mike, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you for joining us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for calling me.
Well, we're talking about the Queen, her life. Renowned biographer Andrew Morton taking us on a very in-depth look at Britain's longest reigning monarch. I have to ask you, Andrew, you know, we have this affection for royalty here in the U.S. I don't know why that is. Maybe you can shed some light as to why we are such voyeurs in the on the Britain royalty life. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think for two reasons. One is the soap opera. So there's always new characters and old characters and characters developing and conflicts and contrasts. But also, you don't have to pay for them. So it's a free show. And I think you'd feel very differently if you were asking Washington to give a handout to the House of Windsor.
Yeah. You have written best-selling biographies of a lot of people in the royal family, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, Prince Andrew, Meghan Markle. Of course, your number one New York Times best-selling biography, Diana, Her True Story, won international acclaim. How is this book different or along the same similar lines? What did you take into this book as far as looking at the life of the Queen that we know her?
Well, what I tried to do was just find out the human being behind the image, behind the yachts, behind the palaces, behind the castles. Who was Elizabeth? And, you know, And the changes in her personality and in her demeanor over the years. And what struck me right from the get-go was what a difficult job she had. How she was plunged into this position as queen at a very young age, 25. Someone who was instinctively shy, quite diffident. Someone who, you know, would rather her sister take the conversational reins in a cocktail party or whatever. Someone whose ambition was to have a house in the country, have horses, kids, and dogs. Not to be the head of state of a declining empire.
Speaking to Andrew Morton, author of The Queen, Her Life, and I have to ask you, for most of us, this was the only queen we've known in our lives until she passed away this year, and it's quite interesting. When you look at her, Queen Elizabeth, I mean, was she one of a kind, do you sense? What she did and what she represented to Britain and the rest of the world, could anybody else have done the same thing that she did over the course of 70 years, do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think that her equanimity, her caution, her instinctive sense that she was in it for a marathon, a multi-marathon, rather than a sprint, it served her ill, but it served her ultimately well, because she was someone who outlived everyone who may have opposed her, may have had different views. She was stalwart and impregnable, like the White Cliffs of Dover.
Let me ask you this. When you look at the influence she had, not only on her country, but on the world, how do you look at that? How did she influence us?
Well, I mean, she articulated values which kind of are losing currency in public life. Service, duty, responsibility. Although, I mean, people respected her for the fact that she showed a stoicism in the face of all kinds of catastrophes. And I think that people learned from that. And she met every American president, apart from Lyndon Johnson. She met all the leaders of the world stage. I mean, she got on very well with the Obamas, for example, got on well with Nelson Mandela. And as an international figure, she kind of towered over the landscape, even though she's quite diminutive.
And I guess she really tried to keep the monarchy relevant, I guess.
Well, that was the whole thing. Is the monarchy, what's the monarchy about? As you said earlier, what's the point of it? It's a family of people. Why should they be head of state? And so her primary job was to make sure that when she went, the monarchy would survive and continue and be respected. And I think that she achieved that.
Do you think she enjoyed being queen? Or did she have some moments where she had some, soul-seeking moments that said, why did I get into this? Or I don't want to do this anymore.
I mean, you think about it. You know, it's a wet Tuesday in February, and you're at the milk marketing board in a chilly workstation, making a desultory speech about milk products or a widget factory. You must think, there are better ways of spending my time. And I always used to say about Meghan Markle, she's used to the red carpet. And so on a walkabout, that's like a walkabout, meeting the people. It's like the red carpet without the red carpet. And that's what the Queen's reign was. The French president once asked her, do you ever get bored? And she said, yes, I do. and who could blame her?
That's true.
But she kept herself amused on these endless engagements by spotting the things that went wrong. Where, you know, it's these things that you and I would just find, you know, very absurd. But she would like it when things went wrong. And I remember one of my first visits to America was in 1983, where the Queen came to California, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. There were hurricanes, there were tornadoes, there were terrible floods. It was the time of Ronald Reagan. A horse ride had to be cancelled. Everything that went wrong could go wrong. And Reagan apologised to her in a letter and for the weather. And she said, not a bit of it. I thoroughly enjoy myself. I love it when things go wrong. So I think that's what gave the Queen some levity on these dreary royal engagements.
Yeah, Andrew Morton is our guest here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. He's author of The Queen, Her Life. Of course, Andrew, a renowned biographer, has written a lot about different celebrities and has followed the royals. How many years have you actually followed the royals and written about them? For how many years now, Andrew?
You know, I mean, I've got to say this quickly, haven't I? 40 years. My first gig was working for a newspaper chasing Prince Andrew and a girl called Koo Stark, who was an American actress, to the island of Mystique in the Caribbean, because everybody thought this pinup, this royal pinup,
right,
Andrew, war hero, had secretly married this girl because they'd gone to the Caribbean under an assumed married name, Mr. and Mrs. Cambridge. And the world was hysterical about it. So, you know, the hysteria around the royal family is not a new thing. It's been going for years.
You know, it looks like, I mean, from all indications, I mean, she was, everybody in America thought of her as their grandmother, so to speak. She had that type of attitude and that sense of being. But, you know, I look at her and I look at some of the videos that we've seen of her. She had a very interesting sense of humor. I mean, she seemed to be very funny at times that people did probably never even realize she was. Would that be correct in saying that?
Oh, goodness me, yeah. I mean, she had a sense of humor as dry as her evening martinis. I mean, I remember, there's lots of stories in the book about it, but the one that always tickles me is that there was an author talking to Princess Margaret at a cocktail reception at Balmoral, and he's saying to Princess Margaret, yes, I finished my book, but I don't have a title. And the Queen, who listened into the conversation, chimed up, and I can think of no reason to give you one. So, and, you know, when she was out walking, people would come up to her and say, do you know, don't half look like the Queen, and she would say, how very reassuring. And that was her. She was her sense of humour was always present, and you could even see that in that last meeting with the new Prime Minister Liz Truss. That twinkle in her eye, that always very endearing.
How do you think she'll be remembered as we move forward with King Charles now? I mean, she'll obviously be remembered as a wonderful mother and grandmother to her family, but how will the world remember her now, moving forward?
I think they'll remember the values that she stood for, that service, duty, stoicism, and these values, which, you know, are tough to stand by, because she dedicated her life to Britain and to the Commonwealth, and that life ran its course, and these institutions continue bearing the stamp of her personality.
Interesting woman indeed. We will continue to find out more about her. Renowned biographer Andrew Morton joining us today on The Pulse of New Hampshire as he takes an in-depth look at Britain's longest reigning monarch. The new book is called The Queen, Her Life, and it's out right now. Thanks for spending some time with us. A pleasure talking to you. Andrew Morton, our guest. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you.